I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. And guess what? We've got another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon netcast. First time in 2 years. Whoa. Been a while, hadn't it? Matter of fact, I was looking this morning, doing a little research, you know how it is on the old computer, doing some research, found out that the last video netcast we had was 2 years ago, almost to the day of me recording this program. Just missed it by a couple days. Oh well, I was off by that much. Anyway, the thing is, I wanted to share with you some things that I've got a hold of recently that I think is going to really be helpful to you, all right? I like to watch video netcasts. You're watching one right now. And they're kind of neat. There's a couple I catch every week. One is Tetzilla from Revision 3. Another one I try to catch every so often is Twit. Don't catch it as often as I used to, but I'm trying to get back in the habit. You know, it's funny. You get out of the habit sometimes. You just miss it, you know, okay? But Tetzilla I watch every week. And Tetzilla, they were talking about something. Veronica Belmont, Patrick Norton, talking on camera about passwords and how to maintain your passwords. I don't know if you're like me, there's tons of passwords out there, all right? Well, guess what? There's some neat ways to hold on to passwords. Patrick was telling Veronica that the way he keeps up with his passwords is just a flat text file. Oh my goodness. And of course, Veronica just was shocked. She said, Patrick, of all people, I can't imagine you'd be the one to use a text file. That's not secure. And then in her ear, because she got that little earpiece, you know, Roger Chang, the producer, said, yeah, that's what I do too. Oh my goodness. Did you know there's some neat ways to keep up with your passwords that are encrypted and secure? Yeah. Let me back up. First, drum roll. Yeah, there's that drum roll. This is the Geek Website of the Week. Geek Website of the Week this week is Dropbox. Go to Dropbox.com, absolutely free. You can have an online repository. I love that word. That allows you to have a place secure, protected, encrypted online for certain of your files. Now, you get 2 gig free, which is great. 2 gigs, 2 gig. And as you recommend to other people, you recommend Dropbox to them, you start getting a little more. I've almost got up to 3 gig. Now, you can get up to 10 gig online free, or you can pay for it each month and get more and more available, depending on what you want to spend. Okay, that's fair. I'm glad they have a business model that monetizes their website. That's super, because it means those of us that are using it for free, we get to keep doing it. Yeah. All right. So here's the thing about Dropbox. I can have a Dropbox icon in my tray on this computer at my desk. I can have it on my laptop. I can have it on my Linux box. I can have it on a Mac if I had a Mac. Still looking to eventually get a Mac. But at any rate, I could have it on any system that I've got, and I can drag a file and drop it right into Dropbox, thus the name, and then I've got my files wherever I am. Now, obviously, I can't do that with all of them, but for certain critical important files, like maybe your password list, Patrick, you could put that on Dropbox, and at least it's protected and secure, but that's not quite enough. Here you go. Now, another drum roll. There it is. That drum roll is announcing the Geek Software of the Week. So we've had our Geek website, now we got our Geek Software. Geek Software of the Week is KeepPass. Now, KeepPass is an open source, and you know me, I love free open source. Yes. Okay, so free and open source software that will encrypt your passwords and keep them protected by a master password. How cool is that? So, that means you've got one password that unlocks that box. And here's the neat thing. Here's the trick. You can put your KeepPass database file that is encrypted, 256 encryption, bit encryption. You can keep that in your Dropbox account, which is also encrypted. So now you got double encryption. Woo! So now your passwords are securely encrypted in your KeepPass database file, which is now sitting in your Dropbox account. Are you with me? Okay, so now you've got a way to keep your passwords safe and keep files available at all times. Woo! Highly geeky. And you know if it's highly geeky, the doctor gives it a thumbs up. Yes, indeed. Ha ha! Alrighty, so take advantage of that. Check it out. Now, I don't know if I'm going to do additional netcast. Who knows? But I wanted to share this with you. And I wanted to see if there's any interest out there in other folks wanting to hear the doctor give you some good advice occasionally. All right? If so, write me, Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at drbill.cc for the computer curmudgeon. Remember, Dr. Bill, .cc for computer curmudgeon. You knew that's what the CC was for, didn't you? Did you know that? Yeah. Okay. Anyway, check it out and enjoy geekiness in all of its geekiness. Now, for those of you that hadn't heard from me in a couple of years, bless your darling heart, I've been busy being a system administrator at High Point Regional Health System in High Point, North Carolina. That's a hospital. And I've been keeping their VMware and their Citrix going. So we're probably going to get into some Citrix stuff if we continue. And some VMware stuff. There's some cool stuff going on with VMware. Lots of good things. See, I'm virtual on both ends, on the client side and on the server side. How cool is that? It's almost like I'm not even here. Yeah. Anyway, you will enjoy hearing what I got to share. And if you are, I want to hear from you. So write that address right there on the lower third of the screen. Yeah. And tell me what you think about the video netcast. All right. Until next time, the doctor is out of here.